Think about scrolling through your social feed. You know, you're seeing what friends are up to, maybe catching some news, and then bam, you see a product you like, tap a button, and you could actually buy it right there, like without even leaving the app. It's kind of wild how our social hangouts have morphed into these instant online marketplaces.
It really is a fundamental shift. It really is. And it's given rise to something we call social commerce, this seamless merging of our social interactions with the ability to buy and sell. It's changing the whole e-commerce landscape, actually.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving deep into today. Social commerce. We've got some great material here that breaks down exactly how this works, the crucial strategies businesses are using, the key platforms driving this trend, and even some of the potential, bumps in the road to watch out for. Our mission is really to give you a clear understanding of how businesses are now leveraging your social feeds to connect with you and, well, grow.
And why does this matter right now? Well, I mean, in a world where we're all spending so much time online, understanding how social commerce operates isn't just a bonus for businesses, is it? It's becoming absolutely essential for staying competitive and building those meaningful connections with their customers.
Okay, so let's unpack how we even got here. The information we've got suggests that social media started as this space for connection, Friends, family, sharing updates.
The basics.
But then came this moment, this sort of realization that these same platforms could also directly link people who want to buy things with the people selling them. And from that, a few key shifts really took hold.
What's so interesting about these shifts, I think, is how they cater to what consumers want today. The first is in-app shopping. I mean, think about the sheer convenience of seeing something and buying it without ever having to leave the familiar environment of your favorite app. It taps directly into our desire for, immediacy.
No more clicking through to a separate website, filling out endless forms. It's all just right there.
In tape, yeah.
Then the second big outcome is this 24/7 visibility. Unlike a traditional store with set hours, these social platforms, they're always on, always
And
open,
now we're gone.
creating constant opportunities for brands to connect with potential customers, like anytime.
And this constant accessibility is paired with the third key shift, the blending of community and commerce. Traditional online stores can sometimes feel a bit impersonal, cold almost. But social platforms naturally foster real-time engagement, recommendations from friends, that sense of community. Social commerce cleverly brings those elements together with direct selling. It's kind of like getting shopping advice from your social circle while you browse.
It's true that casual scrolling now has this layer of potential discovery and purchase just built right in.
Look.
And the information we're looking at makes a really clear point. If businesses aren't actively exploring social commerce, they really risk being left behind by competitors who already are.
Which, yeah, naturally leads to the question of why social commerce is gaining so much traction with customers right now. What are the underlying changes in how we shop?
Well, one big factor seems to be passive product discovery. People aren't always actively, searching for something specific.
Right.
Instead, they're stumbling upon products through, say, sponsored videos, recommendations from influencers they follow, or even seeing what their friends are engaging with. It's a much more organic way of finding new things.
That really speaks to the power of integrated marketing, doesn't it? Instead of a separate intentional search, finding a new product just becomes woven into the fabric of our social media experience.
Exactly. And then there's that desire for instant gratification. We see something we like and we want it now with as few clicks as possible, right there within the app. Long, complicated checkout processes just don't cut it anymore. They're a turnoff.
Yeah, the smoother the path from discovery to purchase, the better. Social commerce platforms are really designed to minimize those hurdles, which definitely encourages those impulse buys.
And we can't overlook the importance of authenticity. People are increasingly looking for genuine reviews, real-life demonstrations, brands that feel trustworthy,
Definitely.
Social commerce, with its emphasis on interaction and user-generated content, can really build that credibility.
So if we look at the bigger picture, then social commerce essentially combines the act of discovering something new with the act of buying it into one seamless flow. It's perfectly in sync with these evolving expectations of today's consumers.
Now, one of the really interesting parts of social commerce, I think, is the direct line of communication it opens up between businesses and their customers. It's not just about broadcasting messages out, it's a two-way conversation, isn't it?
Oh, totally. What's fascinating here is the ability to have real-time dialogues with your audience. Imagine like a live Q&A session where you can instantly address any questions potential buyers have.
Right then and there.
Demonstrate how a product works, build a direct connection. It's like a virtual meet and greet for your brand.
It's like having a digital storefront where you can actually chat with people as they're browsing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the interactive comment sections. Businesses can see feedback as it comes in, respond to questions,
mm-hmm.
or even address concerns publicly, building trust through that transparency.
And on many platforms, the option of personalized direct messages takes it a step further, allowing for that one-on-one customer service, or maybe tailored product recommendations. This level of direct engagement gives businesses a much deeper understanding of their audience compared to, say, traditional e-commerce.
It really does create a more personal touch. And because of this direct connection, the journey to making a sale becomes much faster. The information we have talks about how social commerce reduces friction in the sales funnel. Someone sees a product they like, taps a link, completes the purchase, all without leaving the app.
That streamlined process is absolutely key. By removing those extra steps of navigating away from the social platform, you're not only likely to see higher conversion rates, meaning more people actually buy,
yeah,
but you also capture those spontaneous purchases that might just disappear if someone had to jump through more hoops.
So which social media platforms are really leading the charge in this social commerce world? Our sources highlight some of the major players. Let's start with Instagram. Seems like a big one.
Instagram, yeah, with its strong visual focus, it's just a natural fit for brands that have beautiful products to showcase. Think fashion, beauty items, home decor, lifestyle goods, that kind of thing.
Makes sense.
Key features include Instagram shops, the ability to tag products directly in posts, and reels, those short videos, and pretty robust tools for partnering with influencers. The highly engaged community on Instagram and its built-in checkout options are a huge advantage for these types of brands.
And you've got TikTok, which has just exploded, right? Especially with younger generations.
Oh, absolutely. TikTok's power lies in its short, really engaging video format and its, frankly, incredible potential for content to go viral. Features like live shopping events, the ability to add product links directly to videos, and a dedicated shopping tab make it ideal for creative and trend-driven products that resonate with, yeah, teens and young adults. The very high levels of engagement on videos are a massive draw for brands.
Facebook, of course, still has enormous reach across a really wide range of demographics. Can't forget Facebook.
Absolutely not. Facebook Marketplace and Facebook Shops offer broad appeal, particularly for reaching local customers. Key features include the marketplace listings for individual sellers or small businesses, dedicated shop pages for brands, and that seamless integration with Messenger for direct customer communication.
Right.
Plus, Facebook's sophisticated advertising targeting tools and its enormous user base across different age groups provide a significant advantage for businesses looking for that wide reach.
And let's not forget about Pinterest. Kind of different, but still relevant here.
Definitely. Pinterest caters to a different kind of shopping experience, one that's often driven by inspiration, by ideas, with features like buyable pins, product catalogs that can be easily linked to your website, and those visually curated boards. It's a great platform for categories where people are looking for ideas and inspiration. Think DIY projects, wedding planning, home renovations, lifestyle inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Users on Pinterest often come to the platform with a pretty clear intent to discover and purchase items related to their visual interests. We're kind of primed to buy.
So it's pretty clear that each platform has its own unique strengths and audience. And our information really emphasizes that businesses need to think carefully about where their target customers are actually spending their time and which platforms best showcase their specific products. It's about finding the right fit, isn't it?
Exactly. Which brings up an important point.
Yeah.
How do businesses make sure their efforts in social commerce are actually helping them achieve their overall business goals? It can't just be for show.
That's where aligning your social commerce strategy with your broader business objectives really comes in. Our sources outline several key objectives and, importantly, ways to measure progress. For example, if your main goal is just plain increasing sales.
On bottom line.
The tactic would be to enable that direct in-app checkout, and you'd then track your daily or weekly sales figures specifically coming from each social platform. Pretty straightforward.
Or maybe building brand awareness is your priority. In that case, you might focus on encouraging users to create content featuring your product's UGC and partnering with relevant influencers. You'd then monitor metrics like how your follower count is growing, how often your content is being shared, and your overall engagement rates.
Community building is another key objective for many brands. Tactics here could include hosting those live Q&A sessions we talked about earlier, or running interactive polls, things like that.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. And to track progress, you'd look at things like the number of comments you're getting, how often your brand is being mentioned, and if you're seeing more repeat interactions from your followers, are people sticking around?
Social commerce can also be a surprisingly valuable tool for market testing. You could launch new products or maybe special offers exclusively on your social channels first.
Ah, like a soft launch.
Exactly. See how they perform, engage customer interest in real time before doing a wider rollout. Get that instant feedback.
And finally, it provides a really rich source of customer feedback. By encouraging customers to share reviews, photos, videos of their purchases, and by carefully analyzing the sentiment in comments and DMs, businesses can gain invaluable insights into what's working and, crucially, what could be improved.
Yeah. Our information stresses that having these clear goals in mind is absolutely essential for creating a focused and effective social commerce strategy. Otherwise, you're just kind of throwing things at the wall.
Right. So for a business looking to get started or maybe improve their current efforts, what are the concrete steps they should take to build an actionable social commerce strategy? Where do you begin?
Well, our sources break it down into several key steps. First, as we kind of touched on, is carefully choosing the right platforms. This means really understanding your target audience, their demographics, where they like to engage online, and also looking at the costs and the tools that each platform offers. Don't just jump on the newest shiny object.
Good point. Once you've identified your key platforms, the next crucial step is optimizing your brand profiles. This includes making sure your logo, color scheme, overall tone are consistent with your brand identity everywhere.
Consistency, yeah.
You'll also want a clear and concise bio with relevant links and a really visible shop or buy button so people know immediately that you're open for business right there.
Then comes actually setting up the ability to sell. This involves ensuring your product catalog is accurate, up to date, super important, tagging your products in your social media content so users can easily click and learn more.
Making it easy.
And where it makes sense for your business, enabling in-app checkout to make that purchase process as smooth, as frictionless as possible.
Of course, in the visually driven world of social media, the quality of your content is paramount, isn't it? You can't skimp here.
Oh, absolutely not. This means using high-resolution photos and videos that really showcase your products in the best light, maybe in action. Think about lifestyle content that shows how people are actually using your products in real life situations.
Yeah, helps people connect.
Exactly. And make sure your captions and any text in your videos clearly highlight the benefits of what you're selling, not just the features.
And we can't forget the power of paid advertising here either. Running targeted ad campaigns can help you reach new customers who fit your ideal profile, people who might not find you organically.
Right. And retargeting ads can remind people who have previously shown interest in your products, but maybe didn't buy right away. Bring them back.
That little nudge.
Yeah. And A/B testing or split testing, different versions of your ads, different visuals, different text can help you figure out what resonates most effectively with your audience. Optimize that spend.
Finally, establishing a feedback loop is critical. This means regularly checking the analytics provided by the social platforms. They all offer something to see what content is driving sales, what's getting engagement.
Right.
It also involves actively engaging with comments and messages to understand what your customers are saying, and then using those insights to continuously refine your social commerce approach. It's an ongoing cycle.
Yeah, it's iterative. Mm-hmm. Now, social commerce isn't just about those direct sales, right? It's also deeply connected to building a community around your brand.
Mm.
How can businesses foster that kind of authentic engagement? This seems like the stickier part.
It can be, but it's so valuable. One incredibly effective way is by encouraging user-generated content, or UGC.
Oh, yes.
You can do this by running contests or challenges where you ask your followers to share photos or videos of themselves using your products, maybe with a specific hashtag, for a chance to win something or get featured on your page.
People love that.
They do. And when you then share these fan submissions, it not only rewards your loyal customers, but also builds trust and authenticity with your wider audience, because it's real people sharing their real experiences. It's not just the brand talking.
Live streaming events are another fantastic tool for engagement. You can host real-time product demonstrations, answer questions live on the spot, and even include direct links to purchase the items being showcased right in the stream.
Super direct.
Very. And going behind the scenes, maybe showing the people behind the brand or how things are made, can also be really effective in humanizing the brand. Inviting influencers or industry experts as guests can also boost your credibility and help you reach a new audience through their followers.
And when it comes to influencers, it's so important to choose collaborators whose values actually align with your brand, right? Yeah. Not just chasing follower counts.
Authenticity again, yeah. Negotiate clear agreements for promotions. Whether it's providing free products, offering commission on sales generated through their link, or using unique discount codes so you can track performance.
Tracking is key there.
Absolutely. Make sure you track the results of these collaborations using those unique codes or special website links called UTM parameters, which help you see exactly where your traffic and sales are coming from. Building a strong community takes consistent effort and genuine interaction. It's not overnight, but it ultimately leads to more loyal customers who can become your biggest brand advocates.
You mentioned tracking results, and it really seems like data is the key to making smart decisions in social commerce for the long haul. You can't just guess.
Absolutely not. Data-driven optimization is essential for sustainable success. This means regularly monitoring the analytics dashboards provided by platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. They all have their own insights sections.
Yeah.
You can see which of your posts are performing best, get a better understanding of your audience's demographics and interests, track your overall engagement trends, follower growth, all that good stuff.
And it's not just about looking at the data within each platform, is it? You need to connect it back to your overall business performance, your actual sales.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Using tools like Google Analytics, often with those special UTM tags we mentioned earlier, those little bits of code you add to your links, allows you to see how many people who click on your social media posts actually end up making a purchase on your website, if that's where the final transaction happens.
Yeah, connecting the dots.
Exactly. By monitoring your conversion rates, the percentage of people who complete a purchase, and analyzing your sales funnel, that whole journey a customer takes from seeing your post to buying your product, you get a much clearer picture of what's working and where people might be dropping off.
Uh-huh.
And regularly comparing your current data to past performance gives you valuable benchmarks to assess your progress and identify areas where you can improve. Are things getting better? Where? Why?
So, with all these opportunities in social commerce, there must be some common mistakes or pitfalls that businesses should be careful to avoid. Things to watch out for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There are several common missteps. One is simply sticking with outdated tactics. The social media landscape changes so fast.
Constantly.
New features, new algorithms, new best practices emerging all the time. So it's crucial to stay informed by following the official platform blogs, reputable tech news sources. Just keep learning.
Another big pitfall is not thinking about the mobile experience first. I mean, it seems obvious, but...
You'd be surprised. Since the vast majority of social media users are on their smartphones, you absolutely have to make sure your visuals look great on a small screen, your text is easy to read,
yeah,
and your checkout process works seamlessly on all different phone sizes and types. Test it.
Right. What else?
Over-automating your interactions can also be a problem. While scheduling tools and bots can save you time, it's really important to strike a balance between that automation and genuine, real-time engagement. People can often tell when they're getting a canned response.
Yeah, you can sniff it out.
And authentic interactions build much stronger connections. Don't lose the human touch completely.
And consistency is key across all your social channels, isn't it? Maintaining that brand feel.
Absolutely essential.
Yeah.
Having inconsistent branding, your voice, your visuals, your core messaging across your different social commerce presences can confuse your audience and dilute your brand identity. Keep it uniform.
Makes sense.
And finally, a really common one. Don't overlook what happens after a purchase. The job isn't done when they click buy.
Ah, the post-purchase experience.
Exactly. Sending automated but personalized thank you messages, asking for reviews maybe a week later, offering exclusive deals to encourage repeat purchases. These things can significantly boost customer loyalty and lifetime value.
It's really helpful to see how these strategies actually work in practice. Our sources provide some examples or representative scenarios of businesses that have found success with social commerce.
Yeah, these real-world examples or types of examples really illustrate the potential of a well-thought-out social commerce strategy. Take, for instance, a fashion boutique on Instagram.
Okay.
By consistently showcasing a strong visual aesthetic, really leaning into high-quality imagery, and using product tagging effectively in their reels and posts, they might see something like a significant 30% increase in sales within just a couple of months. largely thanks to that streamlined in-app checkout experience.
Wow, 30% is huge. What about, say, a home decor shop on Pinterest?
Right. Different platform, different approach. They could effectively use Pinterest's visual nature by creating those themed boards we talked about. Cozy living room ideas, modern kitchen gadgets, showcasing their products in an inspiring setting.
Setting the scene.
And using buyable pins. This allows users to easily imagine how the products would look in their own homes, which could lead to something like a 25% increase in their average order value because people are buying multiple items to complete a look.
That makes sense. And maybe a cosmetics retailer on TikTok?
Yeah, think about TikTok's live video capabilities. They could host Wendly live product demonstrations, maybe makeup tutorials with direct purchase links embedded right in the stream. Someone sees a lipstick shade they love during the demo, taps the link, buys it.
Instant gratification again.
Exactly. This kind of strategy could potentially nearly double their monthly revenue within just a few months, really highlighting the power of that real-time interaction and instant purchasing potential on platforms like TikTok.
These success stories or scenarios really highlight what's possible when you tailor the strategy to the platform and the audience. Now, for a business thinking longer term, how should they approach building a social commerce strategy that grows over time? It can seem daunting at first.
Yeah, it's good to break it down. Our sources suggest thinking about it in phases, which makes it much more manageable. In the initial setup phase, maybe the first month or two.
Phase one.
The focus should be on getting your basic infrastructure in place. Building out your brand profiles, connecting your product catalogs, setting up your checkout and shipping processes properly, and creating some initial engaging content just to get started. Laying the foundation.
Okay, foundation first. Then what?
Then you might move into a community building phase, perhaps around months 3 and 4. This is where you start actively encouraging that user-generated content, maybe hosting your first live event or Q&A session, and perhaps exploring collaborations with smaller niche influencers, often called micro-influencers, starting to build those relationships.
Got it. Building buzz.
Exactly. Then months 5 through 7 could be considered the scaling and testing phase. This is when you might start experimenting more seriously with retargeting ads, trying out different types of ad creatives and content formats, long video versus short, different caption styles, and really digging into your analytics to understand your sales funnel and identify bottlenecks or opportunities for optimization.
Getting smarter with data.
Precisely. And finally, you might enter an advanced optimization phase, which could be from months 8 to 12 and beyond. Here, you might consider expanding to new social commerce platforms, if it makes sense, conducting deeper analysis of your data to identify your absolute best-selling products and most effective campaigns, and maybe implementing customer loyalty or referral programs to encourage repeat business and turn customers into advocates.
That makes sense. Taking this kind of phased approach can make the whole process feel less overwhelming, right? And lead to more sustainable growth rather than trying to do everything at once.
Exactly. Avoids burnout, too.
Right.
So to summarize, if we boil it all down, what are the absolute key takeaways for anyone wanting to succeed in this evolving world of social commerce?
Our information really boils it down to a few core principles, I think. First, platform prioritization. Focus on the social media platforms where your target audience is most active and engaged first, then maybe expand. Don't spread yourself too thin initially.
Good advice.
Second, high quality content is non-negotiable. Invest in creating compelling visuals and telling engaging stories around your products. Third, actively engage with your community. Those conversations, responding to comments, DMs, that builds real loyalty. It's not just a broadcast channel.
Crucial.
Fourth, diligently track your data. Use those analytics to guide your strategy, your content, and your budget decisions. Let the numbers talk.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, fifth, be agile and ready to adapt. The social media landscape, as we said, is constantly evolving, so you need to be willing to experiment and change course when necessary.
Great summary. Maybe a few extra quick tips to really amplify results. Little bonus nuggets.
Yeah, the sources had a few good ones. Mix up the types of content you share. Don't just do static image posts. Use videos, carousels, live streams, stories. Keep it fresh. Use strategic hashtags and keywords to improve your organic reach. Help the algorithms find you. Respond quickly and thoughtfully to customer inquiries shows professionalism and care. Offer exclusive deals or early access just for your social media followers to incentivize following and purchasing.
Make them feel special.
Yeah. And finally, capitalize on seasonal trends or holidays to create timely content and maybe a sense of urgency.
Smart.
So as we wrap up here, it's really clear that social commerce is much more than just a passing fad, isn't it? It represents a significant and ongoing shift in how we shop online.
Absolutely.
Creating these dynamic, real-time buying experiences right within the social media platforms we use every single day.
What's truly remarkable, I think, is how this blending of social interaction, something inherently human and the ability to transact, is fundamentally reshaping the online shopping experience. It really makes you think about the long-term implications and the entirely new opportunities, maybe even new types of platforms or features that might emerge as these systems continue to develop and mature.
Absolutely. It really prompts you to consider how our online shopping habits will continue to change. So for you listening, maybe think about this. How might these social commerce strategies apply to your own interests or perhaps even a business idea you've been kicking around?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take a fresh look at your favorite social media platforms next time you're scrolling, but look through the lens of commerce. See what businesses are doing, what catches your eye, and what opportunities you might have previously overlooked. It's happening all around us.